in the limelight.
Iran is among the very few countries which have succeeded in sending satellites into orbit around the Earth without any assistance from any outsiders and in the face of a wide variety of sanctions, or more properly, economic terrorism by its enemy, the U.S. Stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Kayhan, International Staff Writer. This article is published under the heading Iran's Spectacular Success in Outer Space. Stay tuned for more. Thanks to the Islamic Revolution and the self-confidence it has instilled in the Iranians, there is no field they have not mastered, including the nuclear fuel cycle, modern medicine, cyberspace, artificial intelligence, and exploring outer space. As a matter of fact, Iran is among the very few countries which have succeeded in sending satellites into orbit around the Earth without any assistance from any outsiders and in the face of a wide variety of sanctions, or more properly, economic terrorism, by its enemy, the U.S. This has further exasperated Washington, where the politicians and their Zionist overlords are clearly confused. One group thinks that the U.S. failed in clamping more sanctions on the Iranian people to reduce them to misery and poverty that would have deprived them of the incentive and resolve to achieve self-reliance and self-sufficiency, which ensure the Islamic Republic's progress and independence. Another group is of the opinion that the United States, which despite being a superpower, sorely lacks the means to subjugate an awakened Islamic nation like Iran, has succeeded in slowing down the pace of progress of the indomitable Iranian people, who would have outpaced the Western scientists in science and technology, and by now would have driven out the CENTCOM terrorists from the neighborhood, if not for the sanctions of the past four decades. Whatever Washington and its comrades in crime against humanity think, we in Iran are the least concerned and will never for a moment drop our guard against our enemy while continuing with our path towards the pinnacles of progress. The latest achievement in science and technology was made on Tuesday, March 8, when the Aerospace Force of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, IRGC, launched its second homegrown satellite into a low Earth orbit, LEO, less than 2 years after the launch of its first satellite. The Nur 2, or Light 2, brilliantly flew into outer space on a three-stage satellite carrier named Qasid, literally meaning messenger, at the velocity of 7.6 kilometers per second and was placed into orbit 500 kilometers above the Earth's surface in a mere 480 seconds after the blast off. It is already sending signals to the ground stations in Iran and the IRGC, which is admired by the independent countries and popular movements of the region and the world, has promised new surprises, much to the chagrin of the Americans and their accomplices in the West. Nur 2 satellite is to carry out a range of military and civilian missions in Iran, including reconnaissance and natural disaster response operations. It should be recalled that on April 22, 2020, the IRGC had successfully placed Nur 1 into orbit 425 kilometers above the Earth's surface, and the satellite was circling our planet once every 90 minutes. Now Nur 2 will greatly augment the mission of its predecessor and improve vital transmissions to Iran. There is no looking back for Iran, which is fully confident of more spectacular achievements that will soon dwarf the Americans and the Europeans and break their monopoly on science and technology.